Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Hankook tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
You know, one thing I forget getting to come into work now a couple nights a week now that we're back in together in studio.
What's that?
You know, Frostburg's back and get to see you guys and everything. Is I forget that once in a while when I go to the liquor store before the show to buy soda.
Even if you were buying something else, I wasn't going to judge you.
The people I run into there and meet, I just can't believe it. So tonight, I can't believe it's taking me this long to tell you the story. So I go up there about 20 minutes before the show. I go to liquor store to get a couple drinks, right?
He says as he takes a
nice drink of my Sprite
hefty
Zero.
Swig of a something in a bottle.
No, it's Sprite Zero. LeBron, I'm drinking Sprite Zero. So I go there, and I get in line, and a woman is in front of me, and she sees me. I'm wearing a Star Wars shirt today, right? It's a shocker. It's the cover of Journey's Escape album, except it says Jedi... You know, order, and it looks like Journey Escape. It's a pretty cool t-shirt, I gotta say, because I do wear cool t-shirts. So she sees, so this woman is buying something in front of me, and the guy says, thank you. She goes, oh, thanks. I could tell she was talking to the guy behind the counter, and she looks at me, and she goes, okay, oh, you're up, Jedi. And I said, thank you. I said, may the force be with you. She goes, you know, I used to work for George Lucas. And I said, oh, yeah. She goes, no, I'm telling you a true story. And I go, oh, okay. She wants to talk to me about this. So she goes, yeah, I was his nanny. I was his two kids. And I said, really? And she said, yeah, you know, a long time ago, but I was his nanny. Oh, the kids are doing great and everything. Big Star Wars fan. And I go, yeah. She goes, yeah. And I said, oh, too bad I didn't meet you 25 years ago. I could have been in George Lucas's next movie. And she goes, oh, could have been. Yeah, kids were great. I'm like, okay. And I walk out and I go, I completely forgot to tell her my favorite Star Wars joke that I just heard. So all of this is
here. I'm thinking, get a name? Did you get it? Did you ask for any memorabilia on your way out? No, I'm not asking as the kid. I'm asking as the kid. Do you have anything that you got from Skywalker Ranch?
Can I get some? You got something?
I mean, did he give you anything? Are you still on the Christmas card list? If I got you a letter, could you get it to him ideas?
Non-Jar Jar. I want something non-Jar Jar. I don't want you to just give me whatever
Jar
Jar
stuff.
Can you
just give me an autograph, you know, a cut signature would be great.
His kids are all grown now. I mean, I looked it up. His kids are grown now. This would be a long, long time ago.
Doesn't matter. Still might have a box of stuff.
I have a script for a movie that takes place between the Return of the Jedi and Hoth. But I forgot.
They haven't made that yet.
No, I could do that, right? We're just going to jam it in right between there. I have a script that takes place between events that happen actually in Empire Strikes Back. Wait, you mean before Empire Strikes Back? No, during the movie. That happens in the middle of the movie. I have a script.
Well, you just say, hey, you keep wanting to add on and change, digitally remaster and rework everything.
I have a movie, what happens to Han Solo after he's frozen
when
in carbonite.
When he's in carbonite.
And before he actually gets to Jabba the Hutt.
The
I have a whole
dreams
movie
that he has.
I got a movie.
Now, there is a movie.
That's
the
a good
dreams
idea
he has
that's
when he's
an, you know what? That's an angle. I have a movie. Is it between two? No, it's actually a movie that takes place within the movie. That's going to happen one day. Patent pending. So, you ready? Here's my favorite.
Yeah, go ahead. Sure.
Okay, ready? So, this is a good one. You guys will love this one.
How old is
now, you know, okay. You know the joke. Why does 6 hate 7?
Yes.
Because, why? Because
7, 8, 9.
Right. All right. 6, 8, 9. Why does Yoda hate 7?
Let's see.
Because one's Vecna?
Whoa! You just blew my mind. You know, I watched Arcane over the weekend, a little League of Legends thing. Really good, too.
First of all, I knew one was Vecna, okay?
No, you didn't.
I'm sorry. I knew he was one.
There's no way.
I didn't know he was Vecna, but I knew he was one. They had 2 through 11, and they keep going back to this guy. Of course he's one, okay? Why does Yoda hate 7?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, you told this one already.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it's not that funny.
Did. I didn't tell you this one.
You told this one.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I remember it. It wasn't good.
No, I...
You're the speaking one of which...
You're the one jumping in with a completely different... I want to jump in on Stranger Things.
It's true.
That girl is so lucky she didn't have to hear that one.
You are... You know, it's a good joke. I got to tell you, it's a good joke.
You know what? She would have appreciated it.
I got you into Stranger Things. I told you to watch it, and now you're watching it.
I watched the whole thing.
Yeah, I know, because I told you to. It was good. You were like, oh, what is it? I said, oh, there's no meat in it. There's no protein. There's, oh, great, I'm going
to
do it.
So July 1st, are we going to your house after work to watch it?
No, because it's like 5.5 hours the last two episodes.
So you're saying you don't want to stay up late?
Not for that long.
Come on!
I don't want you in my house for that long.
You know, when I was driving on the way here, look what was on the radio.
No, running up that, no, let me see. Oh, now running up that hill's on regular stations?
Yes, that's what I've been trying to tell you.
Oh, man. You know,
it's been showing up all over the place. Now they're doing retrospectives of her career and songwriting.
What career? Nobody knew this song, and now she's making $200,000 a week because of this.
Good for her.
Just because some EP was, oh, I love this song so much.
That's what I told you.
But I had a bad breakup.
We need a song. How does it work? Well, you know what? Here's one that I always loved.
And I would love to put this song.
Use my clout. I'm either you're gonna use this song or I'm taking my script and I'm walking.
You know, and I talk about making a deal with God and running up the hill, and it's so emotional. Got to deal with that.
She's actually 43 in the world right now. Kate Bush.
43 what?
Like at Playwise on Spotify.
Yes, because that's
incredible.
Yes, because everybody watches Stranger Things. Could we have a better song? We could have had a better song.
Yeah, where's Bush on that list?
Yeah, no. Too late. It's not in the 80s. It's got to be in the 80s.
Man. Bush was 90s.
It's got to be 86 or before, because that, like, the year the Mets won the World... Remember, this takes
allegedly
place the year the Mets won the World Series. Listen, Woj, I have it for a
allegedly
fact. I have it for a fact the Mets won the World Series in 86.
Yeah, you might want to lay low, Woj.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you earn the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. We got Jason Lock and Four coming up in a few minutes, and one of the big NFL stories this weekend was kind of took everybody by surprise, and it revolves around Pro Football Hall of Famer Warren Sapp, who did a podcast and was asked about Kaepernick's recent workout with the Las Vegas Raiders. It worked out for the Raiders. He didn't get signed. The Raiders say maybe some point down the road. But why did he not get signed? Warren Sapp had a little bit of a different take on that story.
I mean, do you see Kaepernick coming back? I mean,
he
tried out with the Raiders recently, but I heard the tryout wasn't all that great.
I heard it was a disaster. I heard it was one of the worst workouts ever. I'm wondering how the hell this happened and the tape didn't get out, right? I mean, somebody wasn't over the fence or nothing? Come on, man. We live in a world right now where you put a drone up. Hey, it ain't like they can stop you. They ain't going to stop the workout. Talking about there's a drone up here. We don't know who this is. I mean, what? Come on. Let's run this. They don't even send them up the ladder anymore. You remember when we used to go out to practice? Send the guy up the thing. He's shooting practice off. Unbelievable.
All right, he made a little. He made a couple of jumps in his head there, I think, in from the drone.
Well,
up in
but
the
also
air
assuming that it was an outdoor workout,
yeah.
Right? I mean, did the drone crash through? Did you plant a bug in the workout room? You know, you're talking about random cameras that a guy is surreptitiously planted around. It's like, I don't know. Eventually, you might get something that's worthwhile on these tapes.
We're running up that hill to see Colin Kaepernick. Okay, so look. The big question coming off this, because certainly Warren Sapp, do you believe he didn't cite sources? He says, I just heard this. Kaepernick's agent said, well, that's news to me. You should talk to the GM and the coach who said he looked good and would recommend him to anybody that was looking for a quarterback.
Yeah, what's his agent going to say?
Yeah, of course. And, right? And that's the point, is that this is the main takeaway from Kaepernick and this workout story. How do you know how good he looked, right? He hasn't played in the league in 5 years. He's throwing to air. I'm sure he looks fine. But the real thing to know is that this comes up when it's beneficial for both sides to have Colin Kaepernick work out for them. It's beneficial for the team when they're looking for good publicity or they want to do a solid for Kaepernick, right? And the Raiders, hey, they're a team that needed good publicity, and this works out. Right?
No, we said that at the time. Remember all the negative and all the executives that left, the institutional knowledge, all the scandal and accusation, because that hasn't been settled yet either.
No.
For anybody, you know, counting all of the owners who are currently under duress, we're at, what, seven?
Yeah.
Eight?
So look, so it works out for teams from a couple of angles, whether, hey, we want to hide some bad publicity we're getting, or we would love to give good publicity to Colin Kaepernick because we believe in what he stood up for over the course of the past few years. And it works for Kaepernick because it has to, because this is how Colin Kaepernick stays Colin Kaepernick. This is how he protects his brand and is still desirable for sponsors like Nike as an influencer and someone that people still pay attention to, because Kaepernick, by and large, stays out of the public limelight. And he doesn't really do things that hit the mainstream media at all. But every few months, we get a Colin Kaepernick working out story just so he can stay in the news. So when this comes up, people get on social media and there's a big spike. Kaepernick, he was blackballed from the NFL. He should be allowed to play. He's one of the 32 best quarterbacks in the league now. And any sponsor, people who want to stay involved with Kaepernick, whether, like I said, whether it's Nike or somebody else, know that he's still an influencer. And this is his brand. This is his business now, is being the quarterback that has been kept out of the NFL. So the minute he loses that, he loses a lot of his appeal and his brand. This is strictly from a business perspective for Kaepernick. This is not about being black. This is where he's at in his life currently in 2022. So he needs to do this every few months to keep his name out there so he stays relevant. Because the minute that goes away, I don't know that Kaepernick resonates anymore. It's been a while. He's not really coming back to the league. So he's going to do this for the next few years until he can't throw the football at all. Because this is how he stays Colin Kaepernick, the quarterback who the NFL wouldn't let back in. He'll do this for a while, and then maybe do I leave it open for potentially that in a couple of years, who knows, there could be a coach saying, you know what? It's time to bring him back. Look, we had a guy bring Doug Flutie back from the CFL. It happens. It happens. You get that once in a great while. Hey, yeah, let's bring him back and give him a chance. Maybe there's a really small chance at some point that happens if you get a coach that is an outside-the-box thinker or says, I don't care. But why is Kaepernick doing this? He's doing it for his brand and his business.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, you've got the equity in the community that you saw it. Right, it's a separation between the mainstream and larger speaking points, because let's face it, that's long past. I mean, look where the NFL is with other issues, right now. Not to say that there's still not questions, but you've probably made your mind up about the whole Kaepernick situation on either side, right? Wherever you believe. You believe there was a full conspiracy by the league? Do you think all 32 came to it individually? Whatever the case may be. Or that it was just, hey, he's not good enough, whatever. Whatever you believe, you believe. You're not getting change. And just from bringing this up, we've been getting tweets about it. And look, it's relevant because it got a bit of a firestorm, right? As we talk about potential next destinations for quarterbacks. Geno Smith was in the news over the weekend, right? Not just because maybe Baker Mayfield ends up with the Seahawks, but Geno flat out said, well, come on, you all know why I didn't get a second shot as a starter, right? So he implied that race was an issue mm-hmm. for him. And then so it kind of goes down that. There's lots of other issues that are swirling. So Kaepernick goes to the background. So this comes up today in the dead period with a month before training camps. And all of a sudden, there's the firestorm. The same talking heads that vehemently supported were vocal. Those that were against what Kaepernick did were really vocal. And it gave everybody a nice talking point. In the interim, gave it a little bit of juice. I'm curious to see whether a tape would ever exist. Because if it would help Kaepernick, mm-hmm. you're telling me his lawyers, agents, somebody wouldn't have found a way to at least get a few throws out? And if it was really terrible, that someone who wanted to kill the narrative once and for all wouldn't have sent the tape out? Here, it's a lot of nothing.
I'm sure he's
really
looks
where I'm at.
Fine,
he's
throwing.
Fine. Throwing to air.
How can
in
you
a
say
controlled
he looks awful?
Era.
Right? Yeah. But does he look ready? Is he going to play in the NFL? The guys have played in 5 years. Of course not. But I'm sure he looks fine. But this is why the business aspect of Kaepernick needs it. It's why he's going to continue to do this for every few months and hoping and hoping and hoping. And this is why he does it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Fox Sports Radio. It is the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Mustache fart.
Where I said it for a long time. I made it happen.
Although Tom Brady's never been hotter.
I didn't say that, T-shirt.
Well, I mean, he's doing underwear ads like Jim Palmer did.
T-shirt is?
No, Tom Brady.
Oh,
I actually am.
T-shirt was doing underwear ads.
Well, he's working towards that between the cosplay judging and everything else.
Wait, you judge cosplay?
Yeah, multiple times.
Really?
And the LARPers.
You could have come to my daughter's softball tournament this weekend right next to the LARPers.
I'm so down.
You should have come.
You were at my event there?
I was.
No, but he did one in Anaheim, right?
And Vegas, yeah.
And Vegas. He went a couple of weeks ago. Remember when he disappeared and left us in the competition?
Yeah, so I was the MC for the entire event, and then I'm the host of the cosplay tournament as well.
Do you dress up or
absolutely
or no?
Not.
Oh, wait, why not?
What's funny is he does his judging and he's still got his saddlebag on his hip.
Yeah.
It's like he doesn't even trust these people to put his bag down.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Judgy McJudgerson.
It's like he's Indiana Jones. I can't put this thing down.
It's a merce.
If you're judging, you have to dress up. You can't just dress up. Yeah. That's how it goes, man.
I had a very dope Nickelodeon shirt. That's enough.
Yeah, but that was the way to be judgy. It's like, I'm not dressing up.
The manager of a baseball team still dresses in the uniform of the team. You should dress up.
Not if I was a manager.
It's working out well for Dusty Baker and Tony La Russa.
Alex T-shirt in a tweed suit as he manages the Mets in this game.
Well, and he slicked his hair back and he looked like Pat Riley. What's wrong with that? Or Gordon Gekko or American Psycho Christian Bale.
How many more references to pre-2000 can you make right there? That was like four of them right in a row.
But they're all memorable.
No, they are.
They have stood the test of time.
But millennials and Gen Zers are like, what was the name of the
villain in Arcane? The dude with the slick back hair. What is that guy? Silco? Oh,
yes.
There you go.
Wilco?
Silco.
Wilco.
Wilco's going to be down at Beach Life in down by me in
Wilco's
September.
Wilco's incredibly overrated. They're so overrated.
I'm just saying. Hall and Oates. We can go see Hall and Oates.
Not overrated.
We can see them right down the street from my house.
CCR? I love CCR.
Fogarty? No Fogarty.
Fogarty. Fogarty. John Wall is back.
You talked
John
this into existence.
Wall is back.
You have tried to force him onto
How
every
many
team.
Months? Well, I tried to force him on the Lakers a lot. Like,
oh,
I
no,
really
I,
tried
every
to make
other
that
day.
Happen. And John I kept Wall, saying, John Wall.
Yeah, here, trade him for Russell
Clarence
Westbrook.
Clarence Carter.
Nicely done.
John Wall.
Yeah, you want to talk
John
about pre-2000.
John Wall. And now John Wall is back because he has agreed to a buyout with the Houston Rockets. And according to agent Wojnarowski, and I got to say allegedly because, you know, Woj hasn't had a great week.
Yeah, it's been a tough week for him.
John Wall.
A lot of cover your ass kind of retweets and extra tweets.
John Wall will be signing with the Clippers once he clears waivers. He had $47 million for this year. He took a $6 million cut to go, and he's going to make that up with the $6 million exception that he's going to get from the Clippers.
The math works out well, yeah.
Now, here's the thing. This is why I like this and why I feel better about picking the Clippers for the Western Conference Finals next year. It's like going out to buy a car, and you decide you're going to buy a car. And after you decide you're buying the car, the salesman doesn't really know yet, so he still tells you about stuff you didn't know. He goes, hey, you know, and these are the cooling seats. What do you mean cooling seats? Oh, yeah, during hot, you turn it on, and you know, the heated seats, yeah, it's cooling seats on right there on your lower back and everything. Yeah, heats are nice and cool during the summer. Oh, my God, I'm going to take this car. This is the greatest car ever. That's how I feel about the Clippers getting John Wall, because not that they have to rely on him to be John Wall. The guy hasn't played a game since since 2007, but he's 31.
It does seem that way.
He's 31.
He was on an NIL deal when he entered.
Pre-Kentucky. That's the last time John Wall.
It's been a minute.
And so the thing with John Wall is that he doesn't need to come in and play all kinds of minutes opposite Paul George, play 35 minutes a game. If he comes in and he is Warriors Sean Livingston with the Clippers, hey, they got something. Because that's what the Clippers, they don't need somebody to come in. You have a guy coming in who can be even a little bit better, a little bit more dynamic than Sean Livingston. Well, he scored like 6 or 8 points a game, but he was such a huge part of the second unit for the Warriors when they had their first run as a dynasty. John Wall does that. Suddenly now I feel even better about picking the Clippers to get to the Western Conference Finals. I still like them, and I like them. Remember, because I said Clippers-Grizzlies.
Sure, sure.
Right? Clippers-Grizzlies, mm-hmm. And the Grizzlies are going to the NBA Finals. But I feel good. I still would pick that, but now I just feel better about it because John Wall is a great missing piece for them. And maybe he winds up playing a little more minutes as the season goes on, as he, you know, gets more tread on his tires a bit and gets used to the rigors of the NBA again. But I like this move, and I made it happen. I made John Wall back in the NBA happen. It just, with my magic, it went to the other Los Angeles team that I thought he was going to.
Now, there you go. Well, so to remind you that the Walls have ears, because I got to do this while we're... I pulled up the Clippers stats and roster and everything, and right in the middle of it was an ad for a John Fogerty concert in Atlantic City.
Really?
I'm not
just
kidding.
Just right then?
Yes. I'm not kidding you. And then it refreshed. I'm like, wait, I saw that.
TJ,
it existed.
TJ, that's a story that came way out of center field, TJ.
That was really well done. Not forced at all. But now, your guy John Wall, as you said, hasn't played since 2007. He's played 40 games in the last 4 years. And then he played 40 games in the season before that. So... hey, good luck.
You just need 20 minutes a game. 20 minutes, that's
but,
fine.
But here you had a roster that overachieved, right? Good job, Ty Lue, good job. But now you're saying, all right, all these guys are back and it's all going to work. Is it? I mean, as much as the Lakers and Nets are going to be fun to watch, Clippers are right there with them. Because I have no idea what to expect out of these squads.
No.
It could be great. They could all be hurt and sitting on the sidelines again.
No, but you got to think Kawhi.
And John Wall could be laughing going, I got my full 47.
Just to do nothing. Just to
full 47.
No.
They gave me $41 million. And I got to sit on my ass all last year. It doesn't say injured. It says sat out.
You know, it's really fun to talk about guys making $40 million a year when you just say, hey, if you can just contribute a little bit, you know, just a tiny bit.
I need 10 right? minutes a night. Can no, you no. give me 10 minutes
I need,
a night?
I need a near triple-double a night from you because you're making $40 million. No. Just give us a good 15 minutes. That's all we ask for that $40 million. That's all we need.
No, the better one was the argument that was starting of, hey, if Kyrie came to the Lakers, he makes $6 million, he starts, and Westbrook's 47 on the bench. Like, yeah, let's go!
Twitter and I'm out of Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome. My buddy Ben Maller coming up next. This is Fox. Mazio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.